Yeah, delighted with that performance. Yeah, probably started a little bit slow again, but definitely faster than we have done lately. So, yeah, absolutely delighted to come out with the win, and a lot of hard work in those conditions. So, really happy with the shift that we put in.
Certainly, Clare were on top in the first half, and even they got 3 points up in the second half. I think by the 42nd minute, Leitrim were trailing by 3 points. So the game had to be dug out. The result had to be dug out.
Yeah, like, you know, I'll watch it back. Like, Clare were probably on top for a good bit of that game, but I suppose the difference maybe in us today versus a few of our past performances recently was just that we kept our composure. Like, we didn't panic. They got a goal in the first half, and, you know, we could have dropped the heads, but, you know, we knew that we had the measure of them if we just kept to the plan that we went out with. So, yeah, they were on top for plenty of patches, but we obviously just kind of, we I suppose, got lucky with some shots in that we mightn't have maybe last week or even in the league final. So the harder you work, the luckier you get. So yeah, really happy that Clare put it up to us, but we came out on top.
Yeah, certainly. I think the team today, after the league and after all your championships so far, you certainly have found a new book, I suppose, or a new performance level that you have now to build on.
Yeah, like we got the win last weekend, but we were obviously not very happy with our performance because Fermanagh were on top for most of that game, and we, again, I suppose, just got really lucky at the end to eke out the win. So we weren't necessarily happy with our performance or kind of how we've been going the last few weekends. So even regardless of the results, girls are happy in there because we put in the hard work and kind of showed a little bit more of what we're capable of.
And you have about 2 or 3 weeks to prepare for the All-Ireland quarter-final. You will have a little advantage in that you're going to play the second team in another group. Certainly, you'll be glad of the rest and glad of time to refocus and look after the championship and see how far further you can go.
Yeah, it's been, you know, obviously delighted to be back, and with all the kind of COVID stuff that's been going on, we've had a great run of it, but yeah, it has been full on. So this is probably the longest break we'll have had from matches in a while, and yeah, I don't know what that other group is going to end up with, but look, finish top, finish second, as long as we're through to the quarterfinals, we were happy. So we'll see what comes out of there and we'll start preparing for that, but meanwhile we'll just keep working away. I think there's a round of matches next weekend, so that'll probably be decided then, but we'll keep the heads down and keep working on our own game.
And you'll probably hope that it'll be a little cooler the next day.
Well, I mean, if it takes this temperature to get us going, I'm all for it, but yeah, like it was tough, but like anyway, the conditions is the same for the opposition, so it seemed to work out well for us today. I don't know, maybe it brings out the best in us.
Probably having the game against Fermanagh last weekend was an advantage. Clare came in without a championship game.
Oh, definitely. Like that's always the way. Like, you know, you kind of think the championship came up pretty quickly for us, but ultimately we were probably as well off, because it's hard waiting and watching and seeing other teams start their championship and, you know, you're sitting in a stand or sitting at home watching it. So I'm definitely glad that we had last weekend to kind of get prepared for today as well, yeah.